Welcome. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Karen Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various sources. Let's start with an article from AARP, the magazine, under Real People. What you give is what you get. A life-saving friendship. When Crystal Cable was growing up, Dave Polan helped her get medical care. 3 decades later, she more than returned the favor. Crystal Cable, I was born with a defect on my right leg, and it had to be amputated. My treatment growing up was at Shriners Children's Hospital in St. Louis, about 3 hours' drive from where we lived in Indiana. Between fittings for new prosthetic legs and other appointments, I made that trip at least 3 or 4 times a year as a kid. That's how I met Dave. Dave Polan. I belong to Head Eye Shrine, an Evansville, Indiana fraternal organization connected to Shriners Children's Hospitals, which give free medical treatment. I started volunteering to drive kids to and from the hospital on my days off work. A lot of people don't have reliable transportation to get there or the money. Crystal, Dave and my mom would talk a lot when he drove. My mom was taking me by herself because my dad had to leave for work at 3 a.m. Dave was always so kind and giving. Dave, Crystal and her mom were outstanding. We stayed in touch. My wife and I attended Crystal's wedding in 2015. Then, a few years later, I was diagnosed with end-stage kidney failure. I knew Crystal's husband had a liver transplant, so when the doctors started talking to me about needing a kidney transplant, I reached out to Crystal to learn a little more about the process. She asked what type of blood I had, and I told her A positive, and she said, "That's what I have." She offered to be a donor. But with her being a young mother, I felt I couldn't ask her to do that. Crystal, I wanted to, though. I had almost lost my husband to congenital liver disease. None of my family were a match to donate to my husband, but a guy we worked with was perfect. He gave my husband the gift of life. It changed everything. So when I heard Dave might need a kidney, I was like, yes. Anything to give someone else that gift. Dave, they told me it could be a 5-year wait for a cadaver donor. Some people die while waiting. In the meantime, I went on dialysis. It's exhausting and time-consuming, but it keeps you alive. Crystal kept pressing, and after a year of dialysis, I was ready to take her up on her offer. So she did all the tests, and it turned out she was right. She was a match. Last May, she and I had our transplant surgeries. I can't thank her and her family enough. You never can repay what she did as much as I want to. Crystal, I had always pondered why Dave was so good to us. When he would stop by and we weren't home, he would leave a stuffed animal or something. At the same time, I wondered, why was I born without a leg? But if that's part of the plan, so I can meet Dave and do this, so be it. It gave me an answer to a lot. Dave, I tell myself every day how blessed I am that Crystal gave me her kidney. I've never been real religious, but I do a lot more praying now. And this article was as told to Leslie Quander Wooldridge. Crystal Cable, 38, is a team leader for a company that builds custom fire trucks. She lives in Schaefer, Minnesota. Dave Polan, 70, is retired from a career at a power plant. He lives in Petersburg, Indiana. Now, from another issue of AARP, the magazine, let's look at the A-list. 6 surprising things about Jewel. I want my work to be my best work of art. I want to try to live thoroughly and intentionally and sculpt my humanity into something that will please me at the end of my life, she says. Art's in her genes. All my aunts sing and write their own songs and taught themselves how to play instruments. One aunt makes the most gorgeous sculptures. All my cousins play guitar and write music. My grandparents had this very idealistic philosophy of, we're going to leave Europe and we're going to make the world a better place. It's how my family is wired. Raised to work. I grew up doing chores on our 5-acre potato farm in Alaska. My family weeded, planted, and harvested by hand. I'm proud of how we lived. It's a sacred thing to have a relationship with what we consume and to be in touch with our own life cycle. Been yodeling forever. It taught me about vocal control and precision. At a gala for my Crystal Bridges exhibit in the Ozarks, I sang Over the Rainbow and ended with an a cappella yodeling. It was full circle. I wanted to honor the region and say, look what we hillbillies can do. Poverty found her. I moved out at 15 and got myself through high school. But then my boss propositioned me. When I turned him down, he wouldn't give me my paycheck. I couldn't pay rent. I was like, fine, I'll live in my car. I was shoplifting food when one day I started to shoplift a dress. I didn't need it, I just wanted it. I was reduced to being an animal. I had to figure out how to do better. She reunited with her abusive alcoholic father. My father got sober and decided he wanted to heal. Healing is hard work. There's no way to fake it. Changed behavior earns back relationships. We showed up every day for each other. That's why he and I now have the relationship we do. My mother and I have no relationship. She'll never fix that crooked tooth. My definition of beauty changes, but I think I owe it to myself to try to be authentic. I don't want to say natural beauty is better than unnatural beauty. It's just in your own life and in your own body. What is authentic to you? We all have to find our way to what makes us feel good. And this story was as told to Natasha Stoyanov. Poet, actress, and multi-platinum singer-songwriter Jewel, 50, recently premiered her first art exhibit, The Portal, at the Crystal Bridges Museum in Arkansas. She's currently on a North American tour with fellow singer Melissa Etheridge. Now, under the heading of Upfront Live, counterintelligence. Giving your kitchen a facelift can be as easy as upgrading your countertops, but many more options have emerged since the old days of tile and formica. Let's take a look. Granite offers low maintenance, durability, and high heat resistance. I always say that the house could burn down, but the granite would be left standing, says Sandhya Dudamundi, president of GI Stone in Chicago. It runs $40 to $200 per square feet. Concrete can be poured into nearly any shape, says Lisa Cheney, an interior designer, an author who specializes in living spaces for older adults. But stains can be a nightmare unless you apply a water-based wax sealant each year. This runs $50 to $150 per square foot. Stainless steel, known for being durable and heat-resistant, lightweight and strong, Cheney says, but it's expensive and needs regular cleaning. If you cannot stand a water drop on things, it shows all that, and it can show handprints. It runs $70 to $225 per square foot. Butcher's block provides a warm feel to decor. Some food can be chopped on the counter. If someone has arthritis and doesn't want to haul out a huge cutting board, butcher block would be good. But without careful cleaning, the wood can look yucky. It runs $50 to $150 per square foot. Quartz is man-made from quartzite and known for its beauty, but it's expensive. And because the compound includes rosin and some dyes, production results can vary. This runs $75 to $150 per square foot. Quartzite offers stain resistance, yet is aesthetically stunning and easy to maintain. It's also heat resistant and has durability. If I had to pick a material that's good for almost all conditions, it's quartzite. It is low maintenance, but it can be a bit more expensive than granite. It runs $60 to $200 per square foot. And finally, we have marble. Marble has the look of natural stone. It is an aesthetic, Danda Moody says. But be prepared for what goes into preserving it. It's prone to stains and degradation. Then you become that neurotic person who puts coasters under everything. Marble runs $50 to $120 per square foot. Get the most from your estate sale. Mid-century modern furniture, in particular Danish-style tables and chunky retro lamps, are popular, says Marika Klimau, general manager of EstateSale.net. Jewelry and fashion, coveted brands retain value. Your Chanel handbags, your Tiffany bracelets, those kind of name brands do very well. Collectibles. Records with pristine covers are coveted, says Paul Dunn, founder of Lucky Rabbit Estate Sales. First editions of comic books can be valuable. Art. 20th century American pieces are in high demand, and Asian art is trending, Klimau says. And finally for this section, go shopping in your closet. Woodstock hippie vibes have been rebranded as boho chic, says Carson Cressley, formerly of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. If you still have any of these items, you're trendy this year. Bell bottoms, fringed suede jackets, flowery maxi-length dresses, anything crochet, oversized cotton shirts, patchwork denim, chunky or metallic jewelry, and hair scrunchies. Now let's take a look at Upfront Eat, 7 delicious uses for Greek yogurt. It's more than something to scoop into a bowl and enjoy for breakfast. Pick up a large container of this thick, protein-packed yogurt next time you're grocery shopping and try these ideas from C.J. Jacobson, chef partner at ABBA Restaurants in Chicago, Miami, and Austin, Texas. As a smoothie bowl, blend Greek yogurt with acai or frozen berries and your choice of milk. Then pour into a bowl and top with sliced bananas, shaved coconut, and nut butter. As a dessert, top frozen Greek yogurt with an extra virgin olive oil and sea salt or honey. As a topping, swap in a dollop of Greek yogurt in place of sour cream or cheese for chili, a baked potato, nachos, or tacos. As a dip, Jacobson's easy go-to, stir in finely grated fresh garlic, black pepper, and sea salt, and serve with chips or crackers. As a dressing, stir in some tahini and lemon juice for a twist on a Caesar salad dressing. As a thickener, add a few spoonfuls to hot or chilled soup or stew and stir until it reaches the desired creaminess. And finally, as a marinade, tenderize meats by marinating them in Greek yogurt and your favorite spices before grilling or roasting. Try cumin and lime juice for lamb, dried oregano and sherry vinegar for pork, or minced garlic and turmeric for chicken. Now, how about looking at chicken salad three ways? Chefs share savory variations on a satisfying classic. Try these tasty ingredients swaps in your go-to recipe. Asian chicken and green mango, shredded cooked chicken breast, and then you puree the next 6 ingredients to make a dressing: garlic, red chili, remove seeds and veins if you prefer less heat, water, fish, sauce, lime juice, and sugar. Then you can add in sautéed garlic in oil, room temperature, shredded green mango or papaya, mint or basil leaves, shredded carrots, toasted peanuts, and shredded green onions. Then you want to try a Waldorf salad. Cubed chicken, cooked skinless breast meat, lemon juice, mayonnaise, diced apple, diced celery, halved grapes, chopped nuts, orange zest for garnish, salt and pepper to taste, sugar is optional. And deli style, diced roasted chicken breast and thigh meat, skin removed, diced celery, mayonnaise, or substitute plain Greek yogurt, granulated onion, roasted red peppers, optional, chopped scallions or chopped olives, also optional, salt and black pepper to taste. And here's a pro tip. Mix flavorings, lemon juice, salt, into binder, mayo, and yogurt. Then add remaining ingredients. Prep, then refrigerate so that the flavors can meld. So moving on with our odds and ends for today, up front, go. Ease your pains on a plane. How to deal with common ailments while traveling. Even if you shell out for extra leg room on a flight, you'll still be spending hours in fairly cramped conditions, taking in arid air in a pressurized metal tube. That can be especially unpleasant for those with health issues. Some steps to help you minimize the pain. Migraines. Rachel Kermis, MD, System Medical Director of Ochsner 50 Plus in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, says, fill a water bottle before boarding. Eat before your trip and limit high salt and high glycemic index processed foods. Use a neck pillow to limit neck strain and wear earplugs or noise-canceling headphones. Arthritis. Abiyomi Ogunwale, MD, geriatric medicine physician with UT Health in Houston. Do some light exercising before traveling. Drink a glass of water per hour. Skip salty airplane snacks and sugary drinks. Wear compression socks and support your pain-troubled spots with cushions or travel pillows. Allergies and sinus issues. Tanya Elliott, MD, spokesperson for the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, says take a decongestant 30 minutes before takeoff or use nasal spray 15 minutes before. Drink water and keep nasal membranes moist by using a saline nasal spray once an hour. Suck on hard candy to relieve ear pressure. Wear a mask. Dry air and frequent temperature changes can aggravate sensitive airways. And restless leg syndrome. Safiya Khan, MD, sleep specialist at the UT Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas, says, take your meds at takeoff as if it's your bedtime. Drink plenty of water and avoid alcohol. Ease off on caffeine. Get up and move around as much as possible and keep your mind occupied with crosswords or other puzzles. Another travel tip, text your flight number to yourself. Your airport gate suddenly changes. Your flight gets delayed. A lot can happen to cause travel hassles in a crowded airport. Former airline employee Darby Maloney got some attention recently for posting a now viral TikTok video with a simple way to access up-to-the-minute info. Text your flight number to yourself. The flight number includes a two-character airline code, such as UA for United Airlines, and a number with 1 to 4 digits. You can find it on your itinerary or boarding pass. Your phone will identify that as a flight number and generate a link you can tap on to display the flight status, the departure and arrival gates, the baggage claim number, and even a GPS map showing the plane's current location. The best part, the information will automatically update. And here we have zoos for grown-ups. Some wild new efforts to attract older people are afoot at American Zoological Gardens. There's the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, Colorado Springs. Tales, Tunes, and Tastes offers dancing and drinks, August 29th. Well, this has already passed, but they probably have more. It was $65 at cmzoo.org. Nashville Zoo, Tennessee, enjoy booze at the zoo, an adults-only Halloween party with trick-or-treating, a costume contest, and carousel rides, October 10th, $80, nashvillezoo.org. San Diego Zoo Safari Park, roar and snore, spend the night in a safari tent and take an evening hike. This is way in the future, August 24th and November 2nd, starting at $160, plus zoo admission from $72. SDZSafariPark.org. And finally, Lincoln Park Zoo, Chicago, adults, night out events, Halloween features, a haunted trail, and DJ. October 24th, $25. Holidays has a DJ and games. December 12th starts at $20. And for that, you go to ipzoo.org/events. Now, also from AARP, the magazine, let's look at a few money saver tips. The price of protection. It's not just the stuff you buy that's getting more expensive. The insurance for your stuff is getting costlier, too. Check out these numbers and what's behind them. Homeowners insurance. Annual frequency of claims per 1,000 insured homes. Any claim is 50. Wind or hail, 28.6. Water damage, freezing or mold is 16.7. Fire or lightning, 2.6. Theft is 1.6. The highest premiums are in Florida, $5,553. Nebraska, $5,249. Oklahoma, $4,700. Louisiana, $4,274. You can blame hurricanes for prices in Florida and Louisiana. Tornadoes, wind, and hail are the major culprits in Nebraska and Oklahoma. The average annual premium is $2,230. Prices are up 7.9% year over year. Then we have pet insurance. The average cost of accident and illness coverage in 2023 was $676 for dogs and $383 for cats. The price change from 2022 was plus 5.6% for dogs and minus 1% for cats. The total U.S. pets that are insured in the millions, dogs are 4.6, up 113%, and cats 1.2, up 190%, and that's to 2019 versus 2023. Insurers paid out $2.5 billion in claims in 2023, up 30% from 2022. Car insurance. The average annual cost of full coverage car insurance is $2,311, up 20.3% year over year. The average cost by credit score. In 47 states, a bad credit score can raise your premium. If your score is poor, get quotes from multiple carriers, including those writing high-risk policies. The average is $2,543 for an average credit score. Poor credit score might be $4,261, and an excellent credit score might be $1,988. Car owners who shopped for insurance at least once in 2023, newly retired, driving fewer miles, tell your insurer, says Doug Heller. of the Consumer Federation of America, you might get a lower rate. Well, let's end our time today with a few items from AARP, the bulletin. Let's go back to some quotes that we have here. I just figured out I don't like being driven around by my kids. Scared bleepless. TV host and former NFL star Michael Strahan, 52. The standard you hold yourself to is the standard that will be provided back to you, and so I have high standards. That was retired NBA star Dwayne Wade, 42. I remember stressing, is this going to be a hit? I don't have any of that now. I just sang a song. That's it. Billy Joel, 75, on his new single. I don't believe in awards. If you need a statue to determine who you are, then you've got a real problem. Actor Janet Hubert, 68. People come up to me on the street, and they're visibly disappointed when I'm gracious and kind. Actor Susie Essman, 69. Curb your enthusiasm. Now, from the magazine, a few milestone birthdays. These were earlier in the summer. David Spade, July 22nd. Saturday Night Live actor hosts the podcast Fly on a Wall with SNL alum Dana Carvey. He's 60. Sandra Bullock, July 26th, Oscar winner, also owns Austin, Texas Cafe and Flower Shop, Walton's Fancy and Staple. She was 60. Vivica A. Fox, July 30th, actor made her directorial debut with First Lady of BMF, the Tonisha Welch story. She was 60. My goodness, now let's get to 70. Kathleen Turner, June 19th, the Hollywood legend portrays a Hollywood legend in the noir mystery The Long Game. Also 70, Sonia Sotomayor, June 25th, Supreme Court Justice appeared on children's animated series Alma's Way. And 90, Pat Boone was 90 on June 1st. Singer celebrated his 70th year in show business last year with the album Country Jubilee. Well, folks, we have run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. Be sure and listen at the same time next week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Karen Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Modern Maturity is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.